definitely human.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Newgate Productions presents Destroy All Monster Hunters.
Up, and this is the place, then.
I know it is, Steve. The shaken sound leads number one discotheque.
Boy, you treat me well, you do.
Steve, mind on job.
Sorry.
Anything could be behind that fire exit. Anything.
Ladies?
Or worse. You read the reports?
Aloysius Coburg, you know full well that I do not read. That's what I keep you around for.
Oh, aye. And what do you do again?
I'm the charm.
All we know is that for the last 3 nights, some of League's most eligible women have come here, and their baby coming out.
A club full of endangered women waiting for me to rescue them? This is like Sheffield all over again. What are we waiting for? Stand back!
Right, I was thinking we just pay to get in, like normal folk.
We're not normal folk. We're the creature finders. Now then, ladies, your prayers have just been answered. My name's Justice. Steve, Justice, Aloysius, where are all the ladies? This room is entirely full of rabbits.
Those aren't rabbits, Steve.
Come now, I know rabbits when I see them. I've hunted enough of them.
Ever caught one?
That's not the point.
Look closely at them.
By God, their eyes. They're glowing.
And normal rabbits don't have 6-inch claws.
Don't they?
No, nor do they all stop and stare at you when you enter a room.
So what are they?
They're hell bunnies.
Did you just make that up? Get it off me!
I thought you were the fighter and I were the brains.
Every time I punch one, eight more spring up.
Oh. It's like they're multiplying.
Aye, and there's more of them. No!
You all right?
I'm drowning in rabbits. Don't tell anyone. This is embarrassing.
But try and get to the door.
Yeah.
Steve, get your head out of them bunnies.
There's nothing I can do. It's like their little furry weights. I can't hold on much longer.
You have to.
I think this is it. It's been fun, lad. And if I have to die in a room full of super heavy expanding rabbits, well, I'll just say this. You've been...
Steve! Steve Justice! Oh, bloody hell. Got to try and get to the door. Oh, these rabbits are flipping heavy. Oh, heck! Oh, no!
Take two elements. Any two elements. Say, electricity and water. On their own, perfectly harmless. But when you mix them together, maybe in a bowl, dynamite! Roy Steele, charm, fighting, or your money back. And Lorimer Chesterfield, his head is made out of books. My name is Sir Maxwell House. I took those two elements and, like some kind of scientific blacksmith, I forged them together. Forge them into a team that would look danger in the eye and bring it down with the knowledge of a man and the fist of a man. They are the Monster Hunters. Hello, who is this? What? Yes, this is Sir Maxwell House. Who are you when you're at home? Oh, I see. And when you're not at home? Oh, interesting. Well, I take it you have news. Oh, right. That's not good. Well, thank you for letting me know. Now get out of my phone. Damn, two more gone. Suki, take a memo. Find Roy Steele and Professor Lorimer Chesterfield ASAP as possible. Now give yourself the memo and carry out the instructions written on it. I need the Monster Hunters!
Professor Chesterfield, still at it, are you?
I'm afraid so, Lord Chiselwood. Your grandfather's collection is quite extensive.
Really? Never cared for them myself. Books. If I want to read something, I get a man to do it for me.
I had a friend who felt much the same. It's a shame. This is one of the most detailed collections of occult literature that's been my privilege to catalogue. My university work...
Right. Well, I'm a very busy lord.
You are?
Probably. It doesn't really matter. I'm just making small talk until you're ready to help me with this crate that's been left in the hall.
Crate?
Is there an echo? Crate, Professor. I assume it's been something to do with my grandfather's collection. It's got your name on it, whatever it is.
It's big. Let's move to the library. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3! And again? Yeah, we're getting nowhere.
Should I be pushing?
Are you not?
No.
Then what was...
I had rather a big lunch.
Right. We'll do it here. Pass me the crowbar from the library.
Why do you have a crowbar in my library?
Be prepared. I was in the scouts.
Here?
Thanks. Now...
What the hell is it?
Fascinating. It's a statue. A devotional to one of the Celtic gods. Aaron, the god of slaughter, from the look of his face.
What's that headdress he's wearing? And is it worth anything?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen any representations of Aaron wearing a golden headdress before. I'll need my books. Stay here, will you?
Don't be too long, will you? I have some lording to do.
Was that you?
I don't think so.
The statue! It's moved!
Has it? Oh, yes. So it has.
Maybe we should...
What was that?
It's moved again!
Oh, yes. I didn't see it move.
No, me neither. I was looking the other way. Interesting. Maybe it can only move when nobody's looking at it.
What?
Just keep staring at it. As long as we don't take our eyes from it. Oh, so much for that theory.
What the deuce? It's alive!
Stay back, you!
Professor!
Unhand him, you stony ruffian!
My throat!
Oh, goodness, it's so strong. I can hardly... Lord Chiselwood, you've killed him! Now stay back, you! Stay back! Oh, cripes! Oh, ha, missed me. Now if I can just reach the library. Ha, lock you out? Don't mind if I do. Oh dear, I sound like Roy. Now that won't hold for long. Why am I talking to myself? It's almost like I've got to clarify my predicament to someone. Hello again. Perhaps we can talk about it. No? Oh, of course! I'm in a library. And what are books if not the greatest weapons in the world? Here. Have some of this, you statue, you! Oh, it's slowing down. Of course, I knew the headdress was wrong, and if I can just knock it off, maybe it will lose its power. Nearly got it. Just one more. Ha-ha! Paper wrap stone. Oh, what now? Oh, Suki! Down here, in the house! Oh, if Roy could see me now. Oh, there's a thought. If I've just brought down a stone god, just what trouble is Roy Steele in?
There you are, darling. Just slide your hand down the barrel.
Like this?
Oh, yes. And just pull it back. Congratulations, darling. You've just bagged yourself a lion.
Oh, Roy.
It's easy when you've got the right ingredients. Just like this new range of easy-to-prepare instant soups. The right mix of flavors and chemicals that cook in minutes to create the perfect meal to feed the hunger of a hunter. Or a tigress.
Rawr.
Make mealtime supercharged. I'm Roy Steele and...
Cut!
What is it now? I did the gag and everything.
You weren't actually supposed to shoot the lion.
Right, sorry. Force of habit. Here's a tenner. If we get it stuffed, London Zoo will never notice the difference. You can get a little man to stand behind it and do the noises.
Right, well, let's break for five and then we'll wrap it up.
How about you, darling? Do you need wrapping up?
Or maybe unwrapping.
Now you're talking.
My dressing room. 2 minutes.
Only two?
No. In 2 minutes.
Oh, I see. Very good. All right then, Roy Steele, do your checks. Breath fresh. cravat pumped up, hair as big as I can get it, and...
Come in.
Don't mind if I do. Now, where were we? You look different.
I always like to change for my men. Here, let me close the door and... Now you're mine.
Yes, I am. Quite yours. Hang on, are those scales?
I shouldn't worry about them, darling. Just let me open my mouth wider.
Ooh, you flatter me.
Roy, open the door. You're in the gravest danger.
Lorimer, is that you? Sorry, darling. I'm a bit busy right now, fella. Can you come back?
I'll just wait in the canteen. No, I can't. Open the door. This is an emergency.
Sorry about this, darling.
Make it quick, Roy. I hunger for you.
Yes, you do. Right, yes?
Have you got a woman in there?
Yes, I've got a woman in there. Is that so strange?
I just spoke with your director. They don't remember hiring her. I checked the actor's directory. She's not in there.
Well, that's not proof of anything.
Is there a problem, Roy?
Good Lord, she's got scales.
Lorimer, there's no call for that kind of prejudice. The only kind of scales you should be dealing with are the ones in front of your eyes. Ow, what was that for?
Why not take a look at your lady friend?
Good Lord, she's got scales.
Oh, how tiresome. I'll be dealing with both of you, will I?
Her mouth. She's getting ready to spit.
Quickly, out the door. Useful things, doors. An open and shut case.
I don't think that's going to stop her. The door.
That could have been my face.
Hello, darlings. I'm ravenous.
Lorimer, the fire extinguisher.
Here.
Cheers. Now, lady, this'll cool you down. The old fire extinguisher in the face. Never lets you down.
Bit predictable, isn't it?
Well, I'm pleased to see you too. What do you want? It's been months.
So Maxwell wants us. There's a chopper outside waiting for us.
Right, you know how much I hate those things.
That's why I got a bottle of scotch for the journey.
Lead on.
What on earth are you wearing?
The sequins of gold in them. You like it?
Not really. What exactly were you doing back there?
Oh, damn. The advert. I didn't tell them I was leaving. And I killed their leading lady.
You're doing adverts now?
Of course. It's easy money, Lorimer. And as much soup as you can fit in your pockets.
Last I heard, you were in Peru.
Yes, I was supposed to be hunting tigers.
I didn't think there were any tigers in Peru.
No, that's why I came back.
Oh.
So, how have you been?
Good, thanks. Oh, except I was nearly killed this morning by a demon statue.
No.
Yes, and it seems you had a malevolent visitor too.
Worse than that, she was evil.
It can't be a coincidence. For months the city has been monster-free. Then we both get attacked on the same day.
Is that why Sir Maxwell wants us? Where's Suki taking us? Perhaps I should ask her.
Not while she's flying. Apparently we're meeting him at White's Gentleman's Club. Well, it looks like we're hovering over a traffic island.
There he is.
We'll get off here, Suki.
We'll what?
Oh, come on, we've jumped out of helicopters before.
Last time we were kicked out.
Oh, very well.
What are you doing? Oh! That was a bit of an anticlimax.
Well, it was only 4 feet. Take her up, Suki.
Gentlemen, birdseed. For the pigeons, you understand. They're lovely boys, they really are. Here, boys!
Sir Maxwell, are we going inside?
No. I wanted to book a private room in the back, but some other chap got there before me. So, gentlemen, welcome to my island.
Your island?
You like it? I'm thinking of putting a beach house over there.
But that's Piccadilly.
Exactly. Quite a fashionable address.
What do you want, Sir Maxwell?
Ah, boys, ah! That's what I've been missing. It's like getting the old band back together. Chesterfield, you can be Ringo.
Oh, really?
He's doing the frowny face. I like the frowny face. It cracks me up.
Me too!
Stop that, Roy. This is serious.
What are we doing here?
Take a look at these photos.
What photos?
Oh, Ulysses. Here, boy! Thanks, boy. Have a seat. Now, take a look at these photos.
Oh, dear. Who were these chaps?
They were Steve Justice, international chef and playboy. The fusty one is their Lorimer.
Well, now, hang on.
Dr. Aloysius Coburg of the Ancient Myths Department of Leeds Polytechnic.
The creature finders.
The who?
Well, they were like us, but northern.
And now they're dead. And they're not the only ones. Look at the next photo.
Nice moustache.
Isn't that Pierre Lafleur of Le Chasseur de Monstres in Paris?
They're very same. And dead. They're very same, too. And that's not all. Keep looking through.
My God, It looks like nearly every monster hunter from around the globe has been put out of action.
Yes, all except you two. And Timmy Bullet from Ireland.
No, he died last year.
Did he? Oh, well, just you two then.
So are we in the frame? Do we need to change our names and go into hiding? Ha, I could grow a moustache.
You already have one.
You can never have too many moustaches. You should grow one.
No, I can't. It comes out ginger.
Simmer down, boys.
So what should we do?
What?
Why did you bring us here?
Well, I don't know. I was mainly just checking you weren't dead.
I think I should study these deaths and see if I can find a connection.
Good idea. And I'll check Soho to see if anything's happening there.
No, Roy, I think we should stay together.
All right. Come on, Lorimer, to Soho.
Roy, we need to work out what's going on here. Come on, we're going back to my flat. I've got a new lab set up where the lounge used to be.
Right, about that.
You cats are great. You're my favourite cats. Now get off my island and don't get killed by anyone.
Yeah, we'll try not to. Come on, Roy.
Oh, all right. Goodbye, Sir Maxwell.
Goodbye now. Time to relax. I tire of my island. I wish I'd got the meeting room. It's warm in there. I'm sad. Ulysses? Oh, now where's he got to? Ulysses?
Pass me a crab stick, my dear. I seem to have my tentacles full.
Do I look like waitress? How does a colossus squid manage to get into exclusive gentlemen's club anyway?
I've drawn wee faces on the end of my suckers. As far as the staff are concerned, I'm a group of wealthy oil barons. And please, call me Jaunty. We're in polite company. Speaking of which, I didn't think they let women to these places.
I can be very persuasive. Does anyone know exactly what we're all doing here? I don't like to be kept waiting.
I know as much as you do, my dear. To meet at White's Gentleman's Club at 3 p.m. exactly, where we would learn something to our advantage. It's 3 now, so...
Silas.
Greetings, my dear.
This is your meeting?
Unfortunately, no. If it were, do you think the Brotherhood of the Wolf would choose a place as luxurious as this? We wouldn't want to get hair on the sofas. My dear Carla, is this not something to do with you?
A meeting in daylight is bad for girls' complexion. And there are so few vampires left in London. We have to be careful.
Of course. But with the curtains drawn, I assumed...
You assumed, sir, that the Queen of the Vampires had called for you, did you not, sir? Please do not open the curtains, sir. The light is so tempting, so seductive, like an alluring, shiny lady. And yet, I must not...
I see.
Good. I see we are all here. Ladies, gentlemen, vaporous spectres, let us call this meeting to order. No doubt you are wondering why I have summoned you here to this bastion of human society, this oasis for the drinking classes, this... Sorry, I seem to have come to the end of my thoughts.
What do you want from us?
The Lady Carla, is it not? The last vampire in London, are you not, my lady?
The last important one.
Indeed. Tell me, my lady, when the urge takes you, the urge for a young, slender neck, must you not be careful, my lady, constantly on your guard for the steak or the garlic? The crucifix or the kiss of the holy water, a touch so deadly it would shrivel you up like last week's satsumas.
Where is this going?
Yes, I think we all deserve an answer.
And you, Silas, the head of the Brotherhood of the Wolf, an order so old they have nibbled at the ear of many a statesman for hundreds of years. Yet none of you can ever enter a jeweler's for fear of the accidental touch of silver. In fact, all of you, from the humblest Gorgon to the majestic Banshee, you all fear one thing, monster hunters. Well, as of today, you may fear them no longer.
What makes you think you can take care of monster hunters when we have failed?
Because I have already begun.
The Brotherhood has tried for centuries to rid ourselves of this scourge. Occasionally we might get lucky, kill a few, but like lampposts, there are always more.
I understand your skepticism, brothers and sisters. Before you, all you appear to see is a humble man. Perhaps a little corpulent, maybe a little fond of hiding his bulk in the silky fabric of my beautiful cloak. The silk, my own natural secretions. My head may be the head of a man, but my body is beautiful!
But he's... he's some kind of a moth.
That's just ridiculous.
Mock all you like, but I share your pain. I too know what it is like to shun the world for fear of the cyanide jar and the pin. That is why I have made it my task to rid this world of all monster hunters. Perhaps you have seen the news from all corners of the globe. From Paris, from Washington, from Leeds.
That was you?
All of this was me. I lured those fools to their deaths like...
like moths to the flame?
Do not say the F word! I apologize, my lady. I am a little sensitive. But your analogy is correct. I have studied the world's monster hunters, learned their weaknesses, and set inescapable doom traps. Doom traps that would bring about these fools' dooms.
What about the monster hunters? What of Roy Steele and Lorimer Chesterfield? I don't think there's a creature in this room who wouldn't want to see the end of those two.
It is already in hand. But this is where you all come in. I will gladly finish my work and destroy the monster hunters. But it comes at a price. Come, come. I am a businessman. If you're good at something, never do it for free. Think of the others as mere hors d'oeuvres before the feast.
And what do you want from us?
Oh, a trifle. A mere trifle. A human trifle. With all the world's monster hunters disposed of, think of the panic that you will create. The sweaty fear. And with the sweat comes grease. And that is what I require. Is that so much to ask?
You want to feast on the world's grease?
Yes. What of it?
Nothing.
But to kill the monster hunters... can do that, I think we would all be in your debt. The Brotherhood agrees to your terms.
As do I.
Carla?
I agree.
Excellent. Soon, think of the world as your dinner plate, and I, Sir Princely Mothman, as your chef.
Through? Excuse me. Oh, hang on, aren't you a girl? Suki, there's a girl in here. Write a strongly worded memo to the management. Who's in charge of this slot? Oh, it's you, Sir Princely.
Sir Maxwell.
Now, listen here, Mothman. I wanted to book this room for some important hush-hush business. You know the type. Softly, softly, catchy task force. And instead, I find you filled it full of... what's that fellow? Oil barons?
That's right. Well, I'm sorry, Sir Maxwell, but the early bird catches... foul pest. I hope you're not too disappointed.
No, Christ, no. If I'd known you were having a shindig, I'd have popped in. Lowering knees up, I've even got a little certificate. Look.
Where did you get that from?
It's amazing what they put in cereal packets these days.
Seeing as you're certified, perhaps another time. And you could bring your colleagues.
Oh, you mean Roy and Lorimer? Oh, I don't think they'll be seeing daylight any time soon. I have them doing highly secret work for me, but shh. Don't tell anyone or I'll get my knuckles waxed.
I won't breathe a word.
You're all right. You've got a knighthood. And I know you wouldn't break the code of the Sirs, but they're investigating the death of the creature finders, so I imagine they'll be heading off to Leeds, which is apparently an actual place that actually exists.
Most fascinating. You must excuse me now. I have some important sirring business to take care of. Good day to you.
What a lovely fellow.
I'm really proud of my new laboratory, Roy. It's state-of-the-art. I had all the equipment shipped from America. What's happened to my lab?
Well, I was going to get around to that.
My flat? You've turned it into some kind of nightclub.
I can explain.
I think you'd better.
Sit down.
Where? You got rid of the settee.
There's a jacuzzi.
How can you afford a jacuzzi, Roy?
Listen, fella, all that science jazz was cramping my style. If I'm going to make my money back, I need to luck the part. The jacuzzi was essential. I had a bit left over from those soup commercials.
Yes, what's that all about?
It turns out an ex-big game hunter is exactly the right man to help update soup for the go-getting 1970s or something.
And my equipment?
I pawned it.
You pawned it?
Don't worry, the ticket's round here somewhere. Look, you can hardly complain. I've barely seen you for months. If you've not been off with Suki, you've been cataloguing stuff. What's a fella to do?
Oh, redecorate my flat, it would seem.
Laura McChesterfield, sometimes I don't understand you. Our fellow monster hunters are dropping like flies with concrete wings, and all you're worrying about is how someone made improvements to our flat. We've got work to do.
From what it says in this file, all these monster hunters died while on cases. Cases that seemed so straightforward. These Spanish ones were exercising a viaduct. It should have been so easy, but someone had turned that viaduct into flesh.
A fleshy viaduct?
Yeah, the worst kind of viaduct. It consumed them, Roy.
What happened to the viaduct after that?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Don't you think someone should find out?
I think we have more important things to investigate.
From what you're telling me, it seems clear what our course of action should be.
Oh?
We should head to Nassau.
Nassau? No one's died in Nassau, Roy.
Exactly. And don't you think that's the tiniest bit suspicious?
No.
That's your problem, Lorimer. You're blinkered by all that learning of yours. You need to use instinct.
My instinct telling me that we need to head to Leeds.
Right, you want to walk us into danger.
Well, I was thinking we'd go by train. But we're in danger whatever we do. Someone's already tried to kill us. That lizard girl, remember? The best thing for us to do is find out what happened to the creature finders. Sir Maxwell gave me a directory for every monster hunting organization in the country.
Like the Yellow Pages, but for monster hunters.
That's right. Pack your bags, Roy. The monster hunters are going to Yorkshire.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's the ticket. That's just perfect. Come to Princely, my greasy beauty.
Oh, you're busy. I can come back.
Not a bit of it, my dear. Do not be put off by the sight of such a gargantuan repast. Would you care to join me?
No. You wanted to see me.
Carla, my sanguineous siren, I have a little errand for you to run.
I'm not here at your beck and call like some kind of postman.
It concerns monster hunters.
Go on.
They are headed to the northern town known locally as Leeds. Perhaps you would like to give the mayor traditional Yorkshire greeting.
I don't know what that means.
No matter. It is a small task, and I feel sure that you are up to the challenge.
I thought the agreement was...
Do not force me to flap my beautiful wings at you.
What do you want me to do?
Come closer, my dear, so I might whisper into your ears. Both of them.
Typical. We spend all evening on the train up here, and the first thing you do is take me to a nightclub.
Quiet, fella. We're undercover.
Undercover?
Yes, like this. Oh, there, missus. Now then, how's a boot a drink?
What was that?
I was speaking northern.
Never ever do that again. My point still stands, though. What are we doing here?
Right. Remember those photos of the creature finders Sir Maxwell showed us?
Yes.
They were taken in this very nightclub.
How can you possibly know that?
My steel sense is tingling.
Oh, not this again.
Are you doubting my steel sense? It found us that pub in Bayswater.
It's not your steel sense if you saw it from the taxi.
All right. You see those strange caterpillar shapes on the walls?
Yes.
They were in the photographs.
Oh, that's actually quite impressive. So what do we do now?
We need to find someone who knows what happened here. An eyewitness. I'll start with those girls over there.
Oh, this could take all night. I'm going to see the owner.
Right, we'll synchronize watches. We'll meet up when the little hand is pointing at the little number.
What, the two?
Gotcha!
Excuse me?
What'll it be?
I'll have a double information. Don't go easy on the facts.
You what?
Can I speak to the owner of this establishment, please? It's very important.
Oh, aye.
I'm from the Ministry of Discotheques. We're doing an audit.
Aye, well, he never shows his face around here. He don't like the lights. You'll need to go to that there London if you want to see him.
Oh, marvellous. Well, perhaps you could tell me about the incident the other night.
Now, what do you want to know about that for?
Well, I heard two men were killed and that there were rabbits. Can you show me these rabbits?
Oh, vanished, haven't they? Wait a minute. There's no Ministry of Discotheques. I'd have heard about it from Sir Princely.
No, I can assure you I'm most certainly from the Ministry. Now, where did I put my card?
Oh, well, if you've got a card, that makes it all right. How about a drink?
Oh, that's very civil of you. Oh, that bottle's not for drinking, is it?
No.
I'm sure we can talk about this.
Excuse me, Squire. Are you planning on attacking my colleague about the face?
What's it to you, son?
Professional interest. That bottle's broken. Let me pay for it. I hope you have change from a fist. I can't take you anywhere, can I?
Thanks, Roy. I thought I was getting somewhere there. He knew about the creature finders. I think we're onto something. He told me the name of the club's owner.
Right. I don't think I hit him hard enough. That or he's resistant to punching.
Why? Oh. You know he's just going to wake up very, very cross with us.
Yes. Hoof it.
Come here, you!
I can't get this door to open.
The bloke I work for doesn't like it when toffs come round asking questions, and I don't neither. I think maybe I should just beat you a little.
Well, you could.
He could?
But I think the lady behind you might have something to say about it.
What? Oh, sorry, love. I will just...
Going back to the bar?
Aye. Sorry, fellas.
Goodbye.
How the hell did you do that?
Never underestimate the power of the hard stare. Now, we don't have much time. Roy Steele, Professor Chesterfield?
Yes?
I'm Dame Lawbirds of the Creature Finders. Come, let's get out of here, maybe find some dinner.
This pad is impressive, your dameship.
Isn't it? It's not all whippets and mining up the north, darling.
How did you know where to find us?
When Sir Maxwell told me you were coming, I thought the first place you would go is the Shaken Sound. I knew you would want to see the place where my poor boys...
Oh, it's all right, my dear.
It damn well is. Lorimer's doing his concerned face, and that means we're on the case.
I feel so reassured. Drink?
Always.
I'll just get some glasses.
Are you all right?
Yes. Sorry. The shock of their death, it must have caught up with me. I forgot this is the crucifix cupboard, not the glass drawer.
You've had a terrible ordeal. Can you tell us what led up to their unfortunate accident?
It is all so sad and blurry. A sad blur. They had received a tip-off about the monster. I think after they'd hideously dispatched it using their mighty wits or something, they went on to the club to celebrate.
You didn't give them an assignment?
No. I mean, yes, normally, but... I'm sure it's the same with you and Sir Maxwell. You maverick boys, big, healthy maverick boys, warm and pulsing.
You can be sure of that, darling.
Roy, I'm sorry, my dear. It's his way. I'm sure he had the same problems with Mr. Justice.
Bless him, no. He didn't have any of your London ways.
That sounds like Steve Justice. We used to call him sober, like a judge. Did he tell you about his mineral water habit? He could down those babies like they were going out of fashion.
But of course.
Roy, what's going on? You never met him.
And neither has she. You're not Dame Mellowbirds.
Damn you. How did you know?
Steve Justice was a legend. His reputation was the definition of justice.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's right.
If you were his boss, you'd know about his gargantuan thirst.
Oh, well, it was nice while it lasted.
And I suppose you aren't really going to take us for dinner.
That is where you are wrong.
Look, fangs!
Hilt's cats! She's a vampire!
Watch out, Roy, she's going to bite!
Pass me your steak!
Yeah, what steak?
The steak you always carry with you? At all times? Just in case?
When did I agree to this?
Really, boys, I didn't think it was going to be this easy.
Hi!
Ooh, are you all right?
She got me in the face hole!
Look out, Roy, she's nearly on you!
Don't try the drink, darling. I hear the punch is a little too strong for you.
She's allergic to garlic, not punches.
She's fallen over, hasn't she?
And what do you suggest we do now?
Now we burn this place to the ground.
Right. Oh, she's coming round.
Hoof it! Through here! Marvellous, the bathroom. Well, at least we'll be clean while she drinks our blood.
Don't keep a girl waiting, boys. I've got quite an appetite.
Aha, the shower! Oh dear.
What?
Come and look.
The real Dame Mellowbirds.
Yes, I should think so. Drained.
That vampiric hell bitch.
Later, Roy. We have to think of something, and quickly.
This any use to you?
A crucifix! How long have you had that down your trousers?
I must have fallen on it when she whacked me.
Right, get to the door. When I say the word, open it. If I can unhook the shower hose... Now, Roy!
Don't think this is the end. You may have destroyed me, but he will find a way to kill you both. Kill you to death.
Who? Who is he? Oh, damn.
I think you killed her too well.
I just wish we knew why she tried to kill us.
Well, you shouldn't have killed her so well then.
Thanks for your help, Roy.
What did you do?
I held the crucifix in front of the shower hose. Instant holy water.
What a way to H2 go. Where are you going?
Ah, my lupine comrade.
Sir Princely.
What of Carla? I was expecting word from Carla. Or the face of Carla. Or the whole of Carla.
Sadly, that won't be possible. I've had word from my wolves in the north. They tell me she's dead.
Curse you, monster hunters! Curse your very hides!
Not looking good for your plan, is it?
Be still, your beating tail. There is always another way. This is but a sport, my friend. A beautiful sport. Like synchronized swimming. Or curling. Bend your ear to me. This is what I want you to do.
I don't think so. You might have got a vampire to run your little errands for you, but not the Brotherhood of the Wolf.
But my plan! My lovely plan!
The deal was you off the monster hunters for us.
But...
Remember the grease.
The grease. My beloved grease. Do you not hear my stomach calling to it?
Yes, please stop it.
Very well. I will create a new plan with my mind. Aha!
What?
My wolfy cohort. To destroy the monster hunters. What price would your brotherhood pay?
You know what we have agreed.
But casualties? You are willing to accept those?
What are you talking about? No. Keep those wings away from me. Get back.
Embrace them, Silas. Embrace my wings to death.
Get back.
Wow. Why are we still standing here?
You're not going in until you've spruced up after your drive. If I took you in the club looking like that, I'd be blackballed. And believe me, that's nastier than it sounds.
I just want to go to bed. I've been driving all night.
Fipsy Chesterfield, where's that Dungeness spirit? Talk, gentlemen. Paint me a picture with your mouths.
Well,
do it in crayons. I like crayons.
We went to a nightclub. Mm? We were attacked by a barman and then by a vampire. My kind of night out.
This all sounds faintly plausible. I like it. Continue speaking.
I think someone knew we were going to be at that disco and sent that vampire to meet us.
Ah.
The same person who killed the creature finders. The same person who tried to kill both of us before.
Yes, Chesterfield, this is what I keep you cats around for.
We just need to know who.
Now what?
But we might have a lead.
A lead? A lead's lead. Tell me more.
Well, it might be nothing, but the barman mentioned the name of the club's owner, a Sir Princely.
Yes, nice socket to be... Oh, whoa, 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 whoa there. Sir Princely? Mothman?
I didn't get a last name.
Well, that might be it. That spot's decor was distinctly mothy-esque.
Now, just wait a handful of minutes, boy. Sir Princely Mothman is a respectable businessman, one of this country's top silk millionaires. I've dined with him a few times. He's quite an eater.
You've dined with him? Is that it?
What else do I need? He's a respectable man with a respectable face. You just have to look at his impressive head.
And that's it. You're ruling him out because he has a nice face.
Are you sure about this, Lorimer? Surely, if anyone's targeting monster hunters, it'd be a monster.
I'm not sure about anything, Roy.
Well, you two better get shored up sharpish. Sir Princely Mothman is a sir, and there's a little thing called the Code of the Sirs. The most important bit of which is, well, I've forgotten, but there's a bit about not pressing your own trousers.
What are you saying?
If you're going after Mothman, you're on your own. Unless you're right, in which case I'll take 50% of the glory. Do we have an understanding?
Yes.
Well, get on with it then. Ulysses, raise me aloft. Now is not the time for islands.
Scotch? Check. Branded instant soup? Beef and tomato. Just slip off the old dressing gown, pop in the jacuzzi. Ow! Lorimer, these aren't bubbles, they're books!
Well, I had to put them somewhere, Roy.
But I was looking forward to a relaxing post-Leeds dip. How do I get all clean now? Books aren't made of soap.
Didn't think we should get on with trying to find out who wants to kill us.
Don't you worry your fact-filled mind about that, Sonny. You see these eyes? They're fighters' eyes. They face down rhinos, elk, across salmon, and come out winning. Not just the eyes, obviously. The righteous knuckles also had a bit of a go. But you see my point.
I'm not sure I do.
Why are you so convinced it's this princely mothman?
Well, we've been attacked on 3 separate occasions. Nearly all the world's monster hunters are gone. That takes money to arrange.
Just because he's rich doesn't make him an evilist.
But where did he get his money from? He didn't inherit it. I can't find any record of his family in any of these books. It's like one day he suddenly turned up, found a pile of silk knocking about, and made some money out of it.
Sounds like my kind of fella.
But don't you think it's strange he's only ever seen after dark, and then only in very dimly lit rooms? I've been making inquiries.
Hang on. You've been making inquiries?
That's right. Perhaps it'll smoke our enemy out. And if that's Sir Princely Mothman, then I'll know I was right.
Let's hope you're not dead right.
Play it cool, Roy.
What? It's hardly going to be Sir Princely Mothman. Hello there?
This is Sir Princely Mothman speaking to you.
Hell's cats.
What?
Stick your ear next to this. Roy Steele speaking? Did you say Sir Princely Mothman?
I did. Thank the very heavens! I have been trying every number in London. Gentlemen, I speak to you now because only you can help me.
What did I say? That's not the voice of a killer man.
Shut up, Roy.
I heard that you had visited my humble discotheque, the site of that hideous murder. I also understand you yourselves were attacked. And now, oh, the horror. A dreadful crime had been carried out in my own home.
And you felt you had to speak to us?
Professor Chesterfield, is it not? I heard that you were looking for me, and it seems apposite. Gentlemen, I fear the same supernatural happenings that have caused such unpleasantness have been visited upon a humble purveyor of natural silk. I returned to my home this evening to discover the body of a huge and unnatural wolf. Please, if you are humble and good men, come at once and protect me. Protect me before I am killed unto death.
Well, Lorimer?
It could be a trap.
Think of it this way. If it's a trap, we potentially get horribly killed like the others. But if it isn't, we get one step closer to the real trap.
It is agreed, gentlemen.
Oh, why not? Give us the address. We'll be right there. Sir Princely? Hello?
This whole house is empty. Empty and smelly. What is that?
Oh, it smells like grease.
I don't like this, Lorimer. Every time I try to find a light switch, I get my hands covered in this stuff.
Yeah, it's some kind of silk.
What, this fella's got so much he can leave it lying around. I miss money. Nora!
What?
Tripped over something.
Yes, I know you did, Roy, because I've now got my foot on it. It
looks like a...
That's right, Roy. It looks like a wolf.
I was going to say hairy man.
Roy, I think it's a werewolf.
Well, there you go. It can't be Sir Princely.
No, don't you see? It's the proof. It's been beaten to death. All the bones are broken as if by something large.
Something large and wonderful, gentlemen.
Mothman!
Welcome to my beautiful home, gentlemen. I'm sorry I couldn't greet you on your arrival, but I had to make sure the building was properly secured. And now for this room.
No, oh, it won't budge.
I think titanium is stronger than steel.
Now he's doing gags about me.
Such simple pleasure to watch you suffer.
But the werewolf?
My good friend Silas. He and his colleagues contracted me to make sure that the two of you were swept away like the memory of a bad seaside holiday. After you so impolitely failed to die in my previous attempts, Silas forced me to take action. I don't think he expected to play such a major role in your downfall. At least he's getting his money's worth.
And is that what this is about? Money?
What is anything about if it is not money? I hardly need the cash, but it will bring me such legitimacy.
But you've got nightclubs. You knock around the gentlemen's clubs of London like a big old millionaire.
I do not seek the legitimacy of your feeble society. I seek it from my own kind.
What's he going on about?
Why do I have a bad feeling about this?
Tell me, have you ever wondered what my body looks like?
No.
Is this getting a bit odd? Because I thought he was going to kill us.
Let me discard these tawdry rags, this cocoon, if you will. Let me show you my true form. Prepare yourselves for me!
Oh. Is he?
A big moth with the head of a man.
I'm glad you can see that too.
Yeah, I wish I couldn't.
Silence! Soon you will know true fear. Fear that will gnaw at your soul like rats on butter. Sweet, tasty, greasy butter.
I should have seen it. The grease, the silk. He's some kind of mutated Aglossa cuprina.
Bless you.
Otherwise known as the grease moth.
It is all I hunger for, all I yearn. And yet for years I have had to hide myself in the shadows. But no more. Once I have destroyed you two, I will have killed all of humanity's monster hunters.
But why?
Then the world's creatures, its vampires, banshees, only then will they descend and strike fear into the hearts of men. Think of the terror, the sweat. Think of the grease that it will create. Then I can feast.
Did I understand all that? Because it sounded disgusting.
Think of the power I will wield. I shall become legend. All this has happened because of me. No longer will I be forced to sell my own natural silk.
Oh, I touched that. I touched your silk.
And soon your bodies will feel my wings. Feel the touch of my wings as they beat you to death.
Right, I'm not being killed by a giant moth.
So what's the plan?
Pass me that chair.
Cease this pointless procrastination. Embrace your silken death.
You're looking tired, Mothman. Why not have a little sit down? Hi!
That was your plan? Throw a chair at him?
It seemed like a good idea at the time. What now?
Retreat?
There's nowhere left for you to go, my pretties. My doors are all locked up.
Roy, get to the curtains.
What? No!
I am not touching these. It's covered in his silk.
Well, hold them with your cravat or something. On the count of three. One, two, three. Pull the curtains.
Stop it. Get away from those curtains.
Light, Sir Princely. The natural enemy of the moth.
Lorimer?
Oh, where are the windows?
Bricked up years ago. Do you think I would be so stupid as to face such perils in my own nest?
Well, that was my best shot. Need to find a way to get out of here.
What if we find a really big glass and a bit of card? Maybe we can trap him?
Oh, those wings of his are too powerful. Not even your punching could stop him.
What are you saying about my punching? Lorimer, he's airborne.
Run!
Where to?
This is exquisite. How you mocked me! But the moth shall be your downfall. The moth shall destroy all monster hunters!
I'm sorry, Roy. We should have waited.
Not now, fella. I'm trying not to die. Hang on. The curtain.
What about it?
Maybe we can throw it over his head? Can moths see in the dark?
Yes, Roy. But wait a minute. Do you have your lighter?
Do you want a last cigar?
What are you doing with that I cannot say it. Stay away.
It's the fire. He's allergic to fire.
The curtain, Roy. Set fire to the curtain.
Oh... Fire, so pretty, like a dancing lady.
It's working, Lorimer.
Must resist the fire, but I cannot. Damn you, oh fickle, mothy nature.
We have to get out of here. There's so much grease, this whole place could go up. Stay away from the walls.
I don't know what's more embarrassing. Death by moth or baking like some kind of man-shaped pork chop?
The moth one.
I think you're probably right.
The light. So dangerous, yet lovely.
I'm sorry, Roy. I'm afraid my plans have condemned us to death after all.
Death by fire inhalation. Not the way I thought I'd go. I thought there'd be more ladies.
Snap out of it. We have to think scientifically.
Of course. The fire will have weakened the walls. So if I give them a really big punch, the force will be the equivalent of a lots team megaton bomb.
Or we could just use these keys I found in Sir Princely's trousers.
Well, yes, but I prefer my plan.
Quickly!
You don't have to tell me.
Why are you still standing there, then?
My glory, all ruined. Curse you. I curse you, monster hunters. There is worse coming for you. Then you will fall under the heel of... Ooh, pretty fire.
Well, boys, I was right. Sir Princely was a wrong-on. Well done, me.
Yes, Sir Maxwell.
And while I'm at it, why don't I take the credit for this bubbly bathing? This is the knees of the bees.
Hang on. I went to a lot of trouble importing this thing from the land of America.
Whose name is above the door, boys? That's right. Mine. Licensed to hunt monsters and sell spirits.
Your face, Lorimer.
What about my face, Roy?
It's not the face of a relaxed man, and you're in my hot tub, so technically that's a crime.
I'm just thinking about something that Sir Princely said before he was horribly burned to death.
That thing about the pretty fire?
No, he said worse was coming for us.
They all say that. Ooh, this is not the end, monster hunters. Or, see you in court, Roy Steele. I just give them my smug luck of victory.
I've been doing some research into moth creatures, and from what I've learned, they're usually a portent of something much more terrible. I think we should be on our guard.
That's a nice theory, Professor, and I'll take a long, hard think about it when I'm not in a bath.
Well, I was worried for the four of us, then.
You know, I just can't believe it. Who would have thought that Sir Princely Mothman would turn out to be a giant mothman?
I shouldn't let it bug you, Sir Maxwell.
Mm?
We got him in the end, but you could say it was a tough insectication.
Insectication. I think that was a joke. I like it. Everybody laugh. Hey! Hey!
Destroy All Monster Hunters was written and directed by Peter Davis and Matthew Woodcock. With Matthew Woodcock as Roy Steele and Steve Justice. Peter Davis as Lorimer Chesterfield, Aloysius Coburg and Silas the Wolf. Dan Starkey as Sir Princely Mothman, Lord Chiselwood and Jonty the Colossus Squid. Laura Marshall as Carla, Sarah Whitehouse as the Lizard Girl, and Simon Kane as Sir Maxwell House, the Barman, the Advert Director and the Hell Bunnies. engineered and edited by Peter Davis. Music supplied by Chaotic Creations, featuring music by Kevin MacLeod, with sound effects by Daniel Lomas. With thanks to Heather Duhl, Laura Davis, and Emma Gibbs. Visit our website at www.themonsterhunters.com. This was a Newgate production.
And they brought the bill,
mm-hmm.
and they said about leaving a tip.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I just said, well, if you spill red wine on your carpet,
mm-hmm.
what you do is you pour white wine on top. It acts as masking.
I don't think that's what they meant by a tip.
Oh,
what?
Hello!
Hello!
Welcome hello. To Monster Hunting Monsters with me, Peter Davis, and him.
Oh, yes, Matthew Woodcock. Hello.
That's him. Hi hello. There, everyone. Hope Welcome. You enjoyed that episode.
Wasn't it good? Hang on, I didn't sound very sincere there.
No.
It was very good.
It was all right. So that was Destroy All Monster Hunters, which is, I think, to date, the longest episode that we've done.
Nearly an entire hour of your time.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed spending an hour in the company of Roy Steele and, and the other one.
So this was a bit of a big, bold, epic story. This is what we want to tell this for a while. And we had the idea for a big villain who's killing all the monster hunters. And it's the first time they really opened up to other monster hunters in the world.
Yes, we did.
So we open with the northern contingent, the creature finders.
The creature finders.
Which was, of course, Steve Justice and Aloysius Coburg.
Now, Steve Justice was the name of the pilot of an aeroplane I once caught, and forever I thought this was the greatest name bestowed to anybody.
You were correct.
And you'll notice if you've been following us for the past few weeks that the opening of this episode is very similar to the opening of episode 1 of series 2.
Yeah.
It's kind of the signature. We haven't done that for a while.
New monster here, we have the Hell Bunnies.
The Hell Bunnies.
Anyway, getting
Drowning
into the main story, we have Sir Princely Mothman, happens to be a big Mothman.
That's well hidden, I think. It's subtle.
Who is played by Mr. Dan Starkey.
Yes.
Some of you may know, he's been in Doctor Who a few times.
He has played the part of Strax, the Sontaran butler, to Madame Vasta and her wife.
And he's
Jenny.
Also played a couple of other Sontarans as well.
And he also played the little elf.
An elf
Santa's
in Last
elf
Christmas.
In Last Christmas. And he's a very nice man. He'd come to see the live show that we did back in 2011. Then I think he was
then
working with
then I met him
a...
again, yeah, because I was working on a short film which my wife was in and Dan was in it as well. I just went on board to help out behind the scenes as a crew member and got chatting to Dan in between takes. He was talking about Monster Hunters and I happened to just sort of in passing say, so where would you maybe want to be in one? Maybe one day we'll be in one with us. And he said, yeah, all right then.
And it was great. And the worst thing about it was when we made that episode, I was nursing the world's greatest chest infection.
Yeah.
And I could not record my lines because I could barely speak.
And meanwhile, my wife Laura and I, who Laura's also in it again as Carla, the vampire lady, we had just had a baby.
Yes.
About three months before recording. So we hadn't had any sleep for 2 or 3 months. And so it was all a bit fraught.
But it sounds fun. It's a good, fun episode. It was kind
yes,
of like,
I do
our,
like this one.
Our movie, if...
Yeah, that was the idea. It was supposed to be a big epic movie.
Because this is the start of our year of specials, wasn't it?
Yes, the year of specials, completely planned in advance. Not because we both had children and didn't get any sleep and were too busy to do anything else.
This is a really good... It's kind of everything you would want from Monster Hunters at this point, isn't it?
Yeah, and it was about world building as well. But we opened it up to different monsters, like the vampires and the Brotherhood of the Wolf
are
with
back.
The werewolves.
Yes, they're back. They get a mention,
yeah.
Which I love the Brotherhood of the Wolf. I think they're one of
my
favourite things.
Yeah, bring them in. And the leader gets killed.
Yes.
So what's going to happen to them now?
I don't know.
Maybe
if you've got any questions about that, you could go to our MySpace page to find out more, where we will interact with you.
And of course, Simon Caine is back as Sir Maxwell House, who knows Sir Princely Mothman because they are sirs together.
The Code of the Sirs.
Yeah, all the sirs know each other.
And is this is the episode where he has his... is it a crow on his arm?
Yes.
which I wanted to be a regular gag.
Traffic Island outside White's Club on Piccadilly.
I thought it'd be funny if he just turned up in different odd locations and had like a different thing to do, so I gave him a crow.
We find out that there were many, many monster hunters, but now there aren't. Yeah. Now it's just us, which we kind of assumed before this episode. Now we're saying that it definitely is. So there are only two monster hunters in the whole world.
At this point, yes. Joe Roy Steele and Lorimer Chesterfield.
Hello there.
So I think they'd be quite pleased about that. Well, Roy would be quite pleased about that. I don't think Lorimer would be quite pleased about that, but I think Roy is. And we had to do our northern accents at the start.
We did. So apologies to anyone
who comes from the north. But I'll let you into a secret. You might not know, but I am actually from the north of England.
He is.
As you can tell from my accent now, I am a northerner, thar knows.
And I am not. So my accent was pure talent. So thank you for listening.
Thank you.
And we'll see you again for the next one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.